Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, we're back here, hour number two, Tuesday, June the 30th. Hey, I got the date right. June the 30th, 2020, 6:30, 2020, 16, coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. You know, and I hope to goodness that you were listening last hour, because you got to see a real radio moment. And I just want to say this, because there's a lot of stuff I want to talk about this hour, and I don't want to go back too much into this. And I think our guest from last hour would agree with this. This is what radio always has on television. This is what radio always has on television. What you heard last hour, you would never hear on television. Because television just doesn't give you enough time to have a moment like that. Now, is it the most pleasant moment in the world? No, I mean, it was a disagreement. We have disagreements in life all day long. It's not the most scarring event you'll ever have in your life. But that's why radio is a great medium. It's live. It's now. You can't stop it. And it's theater of the mind. You had to imagine what was going on. So that's why radio, it will always be the best medium that we ever have. Much more than television, much more than internet, much more than newspapers. You certainly wouldn't get that moment in a newspaper. So I hope you listened. I hope you heard it. And if you didn't hear it, it'll be in the repeats, unedited. There were no words said that we would have to edit that. And I appreciate, as I say again, our guest's passion. So that being said, if you have anything to say, give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, oh, and what I also wanted to say was, I appreciate that he did not leave, because at one point he did say he was going to leave, and he didn't. So I do appreciate that, because you want the guests to stay. So I thank him for staying the entire time. 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday I was talking about having somebody come to my house to play the piano on the 4th of July during the 4th of July cookout. And I got a great call from one of our listeners letting me know of somebody who plays the piano. So I'm going to work on that today, later on today. And maybe I'll have some piano music at my big 4th of July cookout. Now, the 4th of July cookout is coming together quite well. Much better than the Memorial Day cookout, I have to tell you. It's going to be on Sunday, or not Sunday, Saturday, and everybody has pretty well RSVP'd at this point. I pretty well know now what's going to happen. As of yesterday, I think I got all the final stuff in, so here we are 5 days before the event, and I know everybody who's coming, and I know everybody who's not coming, and we're just going to have a tremendous time, because the people who have confirmed at this point, like I say, I don't want to say any names, so I'm trying to count off the top of my head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I believe we're at 9 or 10 at this particular point. So that's even more than I had at Memorial Day. Now, we're still under 10, although I don't even think that's in place anymore. I think as of today, that expires. Now, if I'm wrong about that or that changes, let me know. But I do believe that the stay-at-home order, I think it was still in place till today. Now, that could change. There might be a press conference, who knows, but I doubt it's going to change, because I did hear yesterday, by the way, this is a note, did everybody see that the nursing homes are opening back up on July the 20th? July the 20th, so if you have a loved one in a nursing home, they are opening back up July the 20th, but I don't know if that, I don't know if nursing homes, from nursing home to nursing home will have their own particular rules. Most of them are state-run, so probably not. Because I think once the state opens them, you would just be able to go in. I know a lot of people have not seen their loved ones since March, so here in about 20 days, you'll be able to go back to the nursing home. I thought, and now see, that was a good example of a bit of information being omitted from the news yesterday. I thought that was big news, and it got very little play on all the newscasts yesterday when Governor DeWine said it. So, you know, that's a little strange in my opinion, but hey, it is what it is at this particular point. And that's one of those particular times where I will use the phrase, it is what it is. Now, we'll continue along here to say, the cookout's going to be great. And by the way, I think I am going to go with shredded chicken this year over hamburger, because everybody always does hamburger and hot dogs. And I like shredded chicken. I've never met anybody who really did not like shredded chicken. And I know somebody who makes really good shredded chicken. So I think I'm going to go shredded chicken and hot dogs and then all the regular cookout food for the 4th of July. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun. And like I said, 9 or 10 people so far. And it should be a lot of fun. All right. What else did I want to say here this morning? Okay, we talked about the four-way stop. We've talked about, don't forget the big show, July the 3rd, night before 4th of July, Independence Day Eve, 8 to 11 here on this station. It's going to be a big brouhaha on Friday night. We're going to celebrate the 4th because there is no red, white, and boom on Friday night, as there would normally be. No red, white, and boom this year. So hopefully we'll be able to fill in some particular way and have some fun and do a live show and surprise everybody. So stay tuned for the program this coming Friday night, July 3rd, 8 to 11 p.m. Now, there are two big subjects I kind of want, well, three really, I want to get into here. But before I get into the subjects, there's something I do need to do. Now, as many of you know, if you follow me on Facebook, I do not post people's names on Facebook unless they say it's okay. Now, if somebody says, hey, you know, I don't care if you put my name on Facebook, then I'll do it. I'll tag somebody or so on and so forth. And that has happened. There have been people who have cooked me things and said, hey, you know, if you want to tag me, go right ahead. Because sometimes what I'll do is I'll take a picture of the food and they'll say, well, what are you going to do with that picture? And I'll say, well, I'm going to put this on Facebook and show people how great the food was cooked. And they'll say, well, you can mention me if you want. Okay, then I'll do it. Once I have permission, I'll mention it. But what normally happens is people don't know I'm going to post about them. So they don't have time to come in there and say, hey, you can talk about me. You can use my name. You can tag me. Okay. So that being said, I think most people know that I do that. Well, yesterday I posted something on Facebook and, you know, maybe I'll just read it exactly as I posted it. And I think sometimes the post don't get as much attention. I mean, this one got attention, but they don't get as much attention as they normally would if you would actually say what you were talking about, because they all sound a little vague when you just write them like this. But here's essentially what the post said. It said, a lot of people talk about going after their dreams. Some attempt to go after them, but only someone who is amazingly special goes after their dreams and overachieves. So, and then I put some dots, and then I put, so incredibly proud of a clearly brilliant person right now. Now, essentially, that was the post from yesterday. Okay, let's see here. Well, before I get back to that post, I'm getting some questions here. By the way, you can tag me. I just got a message that I can tag somebody, and I will tag you. And I'm sure there'll be things I say about you in the coming weeks and months, because you've done a lot of nice things for me, and I sincerely appreciate that. Hey, what'd you think of the? Did you get to hear the interview last hour? Did you get to hear Crossfire here on this station? What'd you think of that? But I will tag you in any future post. Once you give me permission, I'll do it. I'll tag you. I have no problem tagging people. So that person will be tagged if I mention them in any future posts. Okay. Now I'm getting another message here. Do you know if you can just go get tested at the Corona Tested? Is that what that says? Okay, let's see here. Do you know if you can just go get tested at the Corona Tested? I have no idea. I think I get what that means, But that's exactly how it's typed. You know, I just found this out this past weekend, actually, by doing Facebook Live. I learned this on Facebook Live, of all places. You can get tested in Marion now for coronavirus, but I don't want to say this wrong, but it's my understanding that a lot of people have went to the testing site and they won't test you in Marion for some reason. But CVS is offering testing. I do know that. CVS is offering corona testing, and I got that from a nurse who works at the Center Street Clinic over here. So, yeah, you can get tested for coronavirus here in Marion, but I'm not sure if you can get it at the testing site. You might be able to, but I do know some people have had some trouble with that. So, CVS is a place to go that I do know will do coronavirus testing. Do you think you have coronavirus? See, this is not a good sign. Does this person think they have coronavirus? Man, we don't want to see that. Asking for not... This person cannot type to save their life this morning. I know. My goodness. Not them. They're not asking for themselves. Oh, is that like a friend? Remember when we used to do that? I have a friend who's got this problem with foot odor, and we don't really know what to do about it. Do you have anything for foot odor? Yeah, we know it's not your friend. We know it's you. In any event, yes, I know you can get tested at CVS, and I don't know if that's free testing. I think they said it was free testing, but I don't know. But I know you can get tested at CVS. I would imagine it is. So there you go. But you might be able to get tested at the testing site, but I had heard you were not able to do that in Marion as of yet. This is from somebody who heard the interview last hour. Heard it and almost came down to save you from his rant. Wow. You handled it perfectly. Well, I appreciate that. I don't know how perfectly I handled it, but like I said, I understand why he got angry, and I don't lose my temper at that. That's passion. It's passion. This man is passionate. He's written, you know, books on this. He's predicting 10 presidents, and I understand why he got sideways, because people probably do try to take advantage of him. I was not trying to take advantage of him in any way. I did not want any headlines, and I think that's all that happened there, and he'll be back on, and everything will be hunky-dory, but I do appreciate that. I appreciate somebody coming down to save me. I might need that one day. You never know. Might ask a question that drives somebody nuts. All right, got another message here on... It's Facebook morning here. By the way, phone lines are open, too, if you want to call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay, you can always tag me and say my name on air. Okay, well, once I get permission, I'll do it. Because I just don't want to do it if people... don't want me to do it. Sometimes it bothers people. I don't know if they don't, because when you tag somebody, a lot of times their friends can see it and people get weird about that. Who knows? But back to the post I made yesterday, because I do want to describe this one. A lot of people, and this is the post again, a lot of people talk about going after their dreams. Some attempt to go after them, but only someone who is amazingly special goes after their dreams and overachieves. So incredibly proud of a clearly brilliant person right now. Okay, and that's all I said, and a lot of people hearted it and liked it and thumbs-upped it and commented on it. But it's worth saying on the radio, because I mentioned this a few weeks ago, last week or the week before, but the grades are in at this particular point, and I think that is very important for a lot of reasons. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to tell you what that post was all about. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you have anything to say, if you think you need to come down and protect me from some of these people who I'm interviewing. Although the professor, I like the professor. Some people you just like, and you don't get over liking them just because something like that might happen. Because it's just one of those things. Okay, let's see here. what I want, I'm looking for something here really quick, and I'm probably not going to find it. Which is going to, okay, here we go. Okay, I think I did find it. Okay, so I'm going to talk about that in just a second. Do we have any more messages here? No, we're good. So now I can get back to what that post was all about. As I'm rambling on here this morning, 31 minutes past the hour. Okay, what that post was all about, and let me tell you, this is absolutely sincerely from the bottom of my heart, and I get nothing for this. Let me tell you, I get nothing for saying this. But, as many of you know, my co-host on Friday night, and somebody who's been in here quite a bit with me, is my good friend Bales, Bailey Hunt. We have a great time together. And, as I told you, at her age, 27 years old, she decided to go back to school. And, you know, at 27, that's tough. And she's got two kids who are under the age of 16. So these are kids who can't drive yet or do any of those particular things, younger kids. She is a single mom. She does, you know, live independently. She does have a full-time job. And she decided that she wanted to go back to school. And that's a big decision to make. And she did go back to school. And she was in the midst of her first semester, and the grades came out yesterday, and she got a 95 and a 99. Now, isn't it weird that I can remember that? I can't remember anybody's phone number. I can't remember anything in life, but I can remember Bale's grades. So the grades came in yesterday from her first semester back in college, 95 and 99. Those were her grades. So let me tell you, that's what my post was about. So let me tell you this. If you think that you can't do something, if you think that whatever dream you have needs to go on the back burner, take a note from Bales here, because this is her dream. This is what she wants to do. Now, she's got a little ways to go. I mean, graduation's a little ways off. This was just the first semester. But look what she's done. Look what she's done. She's done all the bulwark now. She decided she wanted to go back. She got enrolled. She signed up for the classes. She took the classes. And she got a 95 and a 99. She's a straight-A student right now. So my Cubs cap is off to Bales. I love that. And I cannot tell you how ecstatically proud I was of her yesterday when she told me what her grades were. Because there's every reason in life that she could have failed. You've got a full-time job. You've got kids who have to be places. Kids who need you because they're young. You know, you have things going on in your life. And there's every reason to give up. And not only did she not give up, but she got straight A's. So, hey, Bales, you're the best. How cool. And I'm glad everybody gets to know that. And take a note, everybody. Take a lesson. That if there's something you want to do that you have not done, do it. Do it. Tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody. And people better start realizing that. You always think you have time for tomorrow, but you don't. So, total congratulations to her. And like I said, it was a weird day yesterday because I don't usually get proud of people. I mean, I can be happy for people, you know, if they tell me they have some good news. But when she showed me those grades, and I've been around her through this entire college bit, when she showed me those grades, I was so proud. I mean, I could not have been prouder of anybody in my life. This is somebody who deserves everything. And, you know, I know things that she's been through, so this makes this all the more important. So, congratulations, Bales. How cool. You're knocking them dead. And I have no doubt that one day I'll be watching you graduate because you're special that way. So, there you go. Now, is there anybody out there who has a dream that they are not getting done because they think they have till tomorrow? Don't put it off. Don't put it off. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll tell you this. Now, here's another thing. Now, this is kind of weird. I don't know why this triggered this in my mind. Also understand, I don't know why I think this particular way, but also at some point you have to understand I did that already. Because a lot of times in life, oh good, we're getting a call. This will be good. Let's see if this is something of interest. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, Chip, how you doing?
Good. How are you still Friday night?
Yes, Friday night, 8 to 11.
8
to 11, yes.
Would somebody come get me?
You know what, Chip? I've written your phone number down here, and one of us who are involved that night, I think, are going to work that out. Will you be home all day on Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will have, I think I know who it's going to be, but I will have somebody call you so they can come get you, and we'll have a great time on Friday night. Are you getting ready for the 4th of July, Chip?
Yeah.
Anything interesting going on?
I may work, yeah.
Working hard?
Yeah.
Has it been busy?
No.
No, it hasn't been. So you just kind of been relaxing?
Yeah.
Well, I like that. Well, Chip, I'm glad you're up early this morning. I'm glad you're listening. And we will be in touch by Friday.
Okay.
Thanks, Chip. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. Chip's up early this morning. I know sometimes Chip is a late sleeper. All right. Let's see here. I know what I was saying. The I did that already thing. You know, sometimes you achieve your goal and your dream in life, and you do it for a period of time, and then I don't know that. I think sometimes maybe we should not be so greedy about that. And all things come to an end. We all come to an end one day. And I think it's interesting because I think sometimes we look at, you know, everything has to go on forever. Well, it doesn't. Everything doesn't have to go on forever. You can have your dream and you can have your happiness and you can have your fun and be happy that you did it. You know, I often think about doing radio. I like doing radio. I enjoy it. I like being on the air. I like talking to you people. But, you know, I don't know. If it went away tomorrow, I'd be okay. I mean, I would miss the interaction that we have in the morning. But I just think that I had that. I had that moment. How many people never get the chance? And here, 20 years in, I've gotten the chance to do it and have fun. So, there you go. I think maybe we shouldn't look at things as, you know, oh, we'll never get that again. We need to look at things like, yeah, I had that. That was great. That was fun. And, you know, honestly, that's how I kind of look at death in a way. I know a lot of people, you miss people. Certainly you miss people. How could you not miss people? But I, in the back of my mind, I always think, wow, I got to know that person for this amount of time, and I had a great time with them. You know, I did that. So, you know, that's a little comforting in death, in those moments. All right, how did we get on that subject? I know there were other things I wanted to talk about other than that. Okay. Let's see, what were those other things? That is the question. Because some of these things I'm going to have to skip because we've only got 20 minutes left in the program today. But I want to talk about this because this is something I've touched on before and I don't know if it ever really seeps in. And I'm talking about every experience you have in your life. Okay, sometimes I think people get a little too wrapped up in money. Now, we all got to have a little bit of money to do what we need to do, and I'm not discounting people who are in financial trouble, and especially right now because of the way the economy is and the way the coronavirus is, we're all in a little bit of trouble as far as the economy goes. I think a lot of people are struggling, a lot of businesses are struggling. We see things closing. I mean, I saw a story yesterday about Broadway, how they have to postpone the entire rest of the season. It is awful. It's just awful. So it's tough. But here's the thing. If you have enough money to get by, because I think that's what we need. If you have enough money to get by day to day, pay your bills, put gasoline in your car, and eat, maybe we should concentrate more on the moments in life than the money. Now, nothing wrong if you get a lot of money. I think that's fine, and I think there can be a lot of happiness involved in that. But I think sometimes we don't pay attention to the moments in life, and we pay so much more closely to the money. And I think that's a bad thing in a lot of ways. So I guess what I'm saying is pay attention to the moments you have with people. You know, make every moment the best you can. Make every moment huge. Make every moment special. Make every moment something that is unpredictable, unexpected, but important. And I think this is big. Go ahead, caller.
Boy, really, good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. How are you, sir?
I'm just doing just fine. The way you're talking there is just outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. If you got, let's put it this way. Let me start out this way. If you got good health, nothing else matters that much. Okay? I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to go at it this way. If you got good health, you've got everything. And if you've got everything and ain't got that good health, you haven't got nothing. Nothing else matters. Because, you know, if, like you said, if you are all right today, you got money to buy what you necessarily need this day, you've got everything, because tomorrow may never come. And for all of us, if you stop and think about it, tomorrow is not going to come for us all one day or another. So if you got health and doing okay, and you don't got to have anything else, and even though you got money, if you got all the money in the world, and you're going to leave it, it ain't going to do no good then. It's gone. Whatever you got in this world is going to be gone when you leave. You ain't going to. You came into this world with nothing. I mean, you came into this world with nothing. And you're going to go out the same way. So, no need of worrying about tomorrow. Today is the day. Enjoy the day. And tomorrow may never come. God bless you on your... God bless you on your 4th of July holiday and your Independence Day, your party, or whatever. Everybody else, enjoy this Independence Day, because a lot of us is not going to see another one.
That's true. Well, and you know, here's the
God
other...
God bless you and everybody out there. Enjoy yourself, but respect others. Respect your neighbor, your friend, your whoever. Respect others. And God bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Scott.
Bye-bye.
See you there.
Well, and this is the other part of that. The moments are so important. Once you cover all the essentials in life, and like I say, I don't begrudge anybody having a lot of money. If they want money, okay, that's good. And you know, sometimes that's fun, and you can do things that maybe you normally would not be able to do. But it is the moments that mean so much. The moments are so incredibly important. When you are on your deathbed, you don't remember how much money's in your bank account. You don't remember what money afforded you in life. You remember the moments. And you know what? There are so many moments in life that don't cost any money at all. You get the... It's hard to even talk about this in a way. Because... Does anybody else have anything to say about this? 740-383-9944. It's moments versus money. Money's fine. And you know what bothers me? Some people are so wound up in the money. I understand you got to pay your bills. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about paying your bills and living comfortably and giving your kids everything they need. But what I'm saying is... that you really have to worry more about the moments. It's just one of those things. This is awkwardly being put here without question, but that's what it's all about. It's all about the moments, and it's the unexpected moments that we get sometimes that will mean the most. You know, have you ever went on a trip and you think, okay, this is going to be a trip, and sometimes you don't even want to go. You think, oh, man, I don't want to go on this trip. This is going to be long. This is going to be tedious. And then, you know what happens? It's not long, and it's not tedious, and it ends up being fun, and it ends up being a moment that you never forget. And that's where we need to be in this life. Moments are so few. There are so few moments that you get that you never get back. And I'm always so cognizant to live in the moment, to think, wow, that was a great moment. Even if things turn out awful the next day, it's a deep subject. Let's just put it that way. It's a very deep subject because moments are what you remember. Have you ever talked to an old married couple? And I don't want to call people old, but if you've been married a long time, you're just up in age more than the other people. And you will hear them talk about the moments when they were younger. Do you remember when we took the kids here? Do you remember when we did this? Do you remember when little Mary had her first steps? Do you remember that outfit that we dressed little Bobby in? Do you remember that little bow tie? Do you remember these things? These are the things that people remember. These are the things that are so incredibly, incredibly important to the fabric of our lives. And, you know, I'm sitting here on Independence Day week, and I'm thinking, you know, even when it comes to our country, that is so. It's the moments that took place in that Revolutionary War that made this country. And you really got to think about that. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. I would just like to say your commentary about moments is so spot on, and that's exactly how I feel in my life. I don't preach it to my friends and family, but it's all about the little things, you know, the things everyone takes for granted. I love sitting on my front porch in the morning where the sun is hitting the flowers and just enjoying the quiet, and little things like that, moments like that, you are so spot on. I mean, I live my life. I have more than some people. I have less than some people, but I'm content and happy. And I think, you know, that's kind of what it's all about.
Well, you know, what
you say really hits home for me.
Well, it's very interesting to me because I do know that people stress. I do know that people get upset when it comes to money. But when you think about the moments of our life, you know, you can wake up every day of your life, not knowing what that day will bring. And something incredible
could happen in that day that you will remember for the rest of your life. I think sometimes we're just too overplanned.
Absolutely.
And when we are overplanned, you don't get those spontaneous, incredible moments. Because, you know, people talk about spontaneity all the time, and really what they're talking about is, oh, you know, let's do something that we haven't planned. Well, yeah, that's pretty much the definition of spontaneous. But what I'm talking about when I'm talking about spontaneous is I'm talking about doing something that you never thought would happen. And, you know, even for the good or the bad, because I know moments that have turned out not so great, you never forget it. And that's what our memory bank fills up with.
Absolutely. You know, your fishing stories, I never thought I would be one to enjoy fishing. I'm kind of a girly girl. You know, I don't like to touch the worms, that kind of thing. But I went on a whim, and I have been hooked for the last 20 years. Enjoy going every summer. So you just kind of have to put yourself out there and try new things, be open to spontaneity, because that really, to me, is what life is about.
Well,
and the whole money thing, I preached to my daughter. My daughter's 21, and I told her, you know, I don't care what you do in life as far as a job, but it's important to love what you do, because we spend so much of our lives working. So you might as well enjoy what you do. You know, if you enjoy flipping burgers, wonderful. If you, you know, want to go to college and be a doctor and, you know, whatever you choose to do, just be happy and enjoy it, because otherwise you're wasting so much of that time of your life.
You know who really gets this much better, and unfortunately, I hate to say this, I think we can get it as we get older, but the people who really get this are the young people in life, because they don't commit themselves to such a horrendous schedule like you do as you get older. And they understand, and for as many things as I disagree that they're doing, a lot of times young people are experiencing things for the first time in their life, so they are so much more willing to experiment with stuff and do things. And I'm not talking about bad things here. I'm talking about they're so much more willing to open their mind and just let the day happen, let the day unfold. And a lot of times it's in a way you never thought.
Absolutely. I think when you have kids, you get so caught up in, you know, the school schedule and, you know, sporting events and that kind of thing, that life tends to be a little bit more regimented, but it doesn't have to be. You know, you can, it just doesn't have to be.
No, and you know something? Sometimes the moments that happen, they don't have to be as extreme as you think. A lot of people, you know, this is, I really do try to preach this one as often as I can. Sometimes it seems like there's no middle ground. There's either regular or there's extreme.
Right.
But there is a middle ground. There really is a middle ground. There's a middle ground somewhere along in there where you can do something that either you don't expect of yourself or the other person doesn't expect of you, and sometimes that will create the most amazing moment in your life. And I just wish that more people lived in that moment, because I think if they did, I think we would be a happier people.
Less stressful.
Oh, the stress level would go way down, because sometimes we harbor these things forever. And it just would be a much less complicated world, a much more fun place to live. And how do you think we got this way? How do you think we got so money-driven and structured?
It's hard to say. I don't know where things change. I really don't. That's a good question.
I mean, I don't understand that. I mean, you know what? To a certain degree, we all have to operate. I mean, I know what time I got to be here in the morning.
Right.
I know what time, you know, and like, but I'll tell you what, it's funny because like that interview in hour one, now I would have never dreamed that would have gone that way.
I missed that. Who was that with?
Oh, it's a guy named Professor Alan Lichtman, and he's predicted the last 9 out of 9 presidential elections, and I've had him on before.
I'm familiar. I love listening to him. I'll have to go back and see if I can hear that.
Well, it was funny this morning because we got into a little dust-up, and it was all because, and it was live, you know, you couldn't do anything about it, but we got into a little dust-up because he thought that I was saying something, trying to make him predict something that he hadn't predicted. So he got a little off the curb, but we brought it back. And by the end of the interview, he was fine. And he actually sent me an email, and everything's fine. I mean, it wasn't, you know, the end of the world. But
right.
I would have never dreamed that would have happened. So to me, even though it was a little bit of a tense moment, it was very spontaneous.
Yes, and that's another thing. People need to learn to agree to disagree. You know, you cannot agree with someone's beliefs or, you know, what they're saying, but we have to be respectful of everyone else. And we have to agree to disagree and be adults about it.
Well, and I hate to use this because this sounds much like a cliche, and because I heard this term a lot, you know, I think we've been hearing this term actually since the 1960s. But, you know, we hear this, if it feels good, do it. Well, I'm not for that all the time. But
right.
I will tell you, sometimes we don't do things that feel good because we're so worried about, oh, my goodness, what will tomorrow be? What will the next? You know, okay.
Yeah, you just have to go with it.
Go with it. You know, live your life. Have a good time. You don't know what those moments are going to create. You know, I know a lot of people. Matter of fact, it's very strange. I had this conversation with a friend the other night who's having a lot of trouble right now just leaving the house. Now, I don't know. There may be depression issues there. Matter
right.
of fact, I think there are. But they're being treated for those, so it's not like it's undiagnosed. But every time they go out, they do have a good time because I've been out with them. And the matter of fact, when I go out with them, they want to stay out longer than I do. They want to, you know, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here. But it's getting them out of the house.
Yes.
That they don't want to do.
Are they afraid of the virus? Is that?
Well, you know, anything? I think it's part of that. I think there's a little part of it, but I think most of it is just, you know, I asked them and they said, well, you know, I got to work tomorrow. I mean, well, what does that have to do with 7 o'clock tonight?
I see. Yep.
You know, it's like a weird thing. And but if you get them out of the house, if you get them in the car with you, they want to be out. Like Saturday night, I went out with this person, and you know, I picked them up, and we went out, and it was a fight to get them out of the house. But once we got out of the house, they were like, well, let's go here, let's go here, let's go here, let's go. And
yeah.
I'm like, I got to get back home.
Yep.
You know, I got stuff to do. I didn't realize this was going to be a multi-hour trip. But you know what? It turned it, and it was a nothing trip. You know, it wasn't like anything huge was planned, but events happened on that trip that make that very memorable to me.
Yeah.
So
they just needed to break that bubble of their home, you know, being a safety bubble and breaking through that and realizing there's great life out there.
Yeah, and I think that's where we got to be. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And you know what? That's the end of our program today. So I hope that soliloquy was important, and maybe we'll talk more tomorrow. And as I say, I did get a message from Dr. Lichtman. Everything's fine. We're all fine. He'll be back on, and maybe, you know, maybe we'll all be calm. Don't forget Adam the Computer Guy today, 2 to 3 p.m. And then we have Linda Sims, Voice of a People, 4 to 5. And the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker from 5 to 6 p.m. Stay tuned for more here on WWGH Radio. Ask and you can or can't. Can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny thing is, and as I mentioned before, my voice and Bozo's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant, and my wife said something funny, and I laughed, and the laugh was, you know, which was which was pretty much my bozo laugh. And my wife said, "You're not going to believe this, but three kids just stood on their chairs and started looking around."
I love it.
But no, the bozo